This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good kind of a special Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 30th, episode 1532, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
It's International Podcast Day, and this is episode number 5,000 on the Horse Radio Network.
Hey, Glenn, Jamie, and Jim. This is Gemma Coombs calling to wish everyone at Horse Radio Network happy International Podcast Day. Oh, and let's not forget that little thing of 5,000 episodes. In fact, I feel a song coming on. Yeah. I would download 5,000 episodes, and I would download 5,000 more just to be that girl who listened to 10,000 episodes of Horse Radio. Again, congrats, and here's to 5,000 more.
That's right. We are at 5,000 episodes. This is the 5,000th episode on the Horse Radio Network. And thank you to Gemma for leading the way. I thought, what better to lead the way than one of our terrific listeners?
Thanks, Gemma, for getting that stupid song stuck in my head for the rest of the weekend.
5,000
miles. I would walk 5,000 miles and I would... Oh, thank you. That was awesome.
Appreciate we have that. So much to do today. It is our 5,000th episode, and it happens to also be International Podcast Day. We're going to talk about that today as well.
It's like you faked it, but you didn't.
I didn't.
I did the math.
I did the math.
This is actually the 5,000th Horse Radio Network.
And we did know that till last week. It was like last week I started looking at the numbers and going, wait a minute, it looks like next Friday. Oh, wait a minute, next Friday's International Podcast Day. That worked out. So we're very excited about that. We have a lot going on in today's show, including you. We're going to ask for you to call in between 9:30 and 10:30.
I was like, me? What'd I do? Well,
yeah, you have to be on the show too. And then we have a huge guest coming up. Jennifer's going to tell us who that is.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to hit the road and head for Heartland with the lead writer of that TV show, Heather Conkey, and we're going to have a little listener Q&A about the show that feeds the souls of horse lovers everywhere. And then after that, we're going to roll out the red carpet because, as Glenn said, it is episode number 5,000 on International Podcast Day, and we're going to take calls from listeners, admirers, and random people who saw Glenn's posts on Facebook.
So and enemies
for the trade, folks.
And enemies, yeah.
It's going to be
yeah,
a doozy.
Could you please edit out the enemies, screen those out, Jennifer, and just hang up on them. It's fine.
Oh, I want to talk to them. Come on. Bring it on.
We're going to have a lot of fun today for sure. And didn't you tell me that that Heartland show is the longest? Did you say it's the longest running show in Canada?
It's the longest running one-hour drama in Canadian history.
Holy cow. And they're coming on our show?
I know. And you know what? They hit their 1,000th episode when they went to break, I guess. So, you know, so this one coming back for their new season is 1,001. So they're ahead of us, really.
Yeah, they really are. And I guarantee you their ad dollars are a little higher than ours. But you know what? We're happy and we're having fun and we're going to do our daily winnies and you're up.
Well, I just had to let everybody know that my daily Winnie goes out to Santa Anita Park tomorrow because that is the place to be. And if you're not there, you need to watch it because there's a couple things that are pretty important and exciting that are going on. First of all, California Chrome is running. These are all prep races, winning your in races for the Breeders' Cup. Now, granted, he's already in, but California Chrome is running in the Grade 1 $300,000 Awesome Again Stakes. Beholder and Stellar Wind are battling it out again. And tomorrow it's the Grade 1 $300,000 Zenyatta Stakes. I mean, watch it alone for that. Beholder, Stellar Wind, Zenyatta Stakes. And then American Cleopatra is making her third run. And this is the win in your end for the Breeders' Cup. The Grade 1 Chandelier Stakes, $300,000. Now, American Cleopatra, you're like, who is that? That's American Pharoah's sister. Full sister. So she won her first race, came in, I think, in second in her second race. So she's trying to make a comeback and again show how amazing she is and her bloodlines is. Again, that's tomorrow, all at Santa Anita. So if you have TVG, you better sit in front of it.
Thank you, Jamie. Well, I mean, I have to do my daily Winnie for all of our listeners. Who else would I give it to on our 5,000th episode? We wouldn't be here without you. Yes, we have sponsors and we love them. I want to thank all the hosts and everybody, but I think Jamie and Jennifer and all the hosts would agree, without you guys, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the numbers we wouldn't have the sponsors we do. It just wouldn't exist without you guys. So thank you so much for being on this journey with us. We do hope there's another 5,000. Although, every time I say 5,000 episodes, I get tired. I just get really tired. And when I think about 5,000 more, I get exceptionally tired. So, but we are going to be here. We're not going anywhere. And thank you so much for being on this journey with us for the last 8 years. There are very few podcasting networks that have hit 5,000 episodes, especially independent ones that aren't corporate. So we're very proud of what we've accomplished here, and we're very proud of what we have accomplished here with you, our family of listeners. And we do have a caller right away on the line, and I want to take that. We're going to ask for you to call in from 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern Time at 435-272-1997. The phone number's on the websites. It's on our Facebook pages everywhere. But we want to hear from as many as we can. We're going to keep taking calls till we run out of calls. We promised we'd do that. We have voicemail packages to get to. We have a ton to do today, and it is International Podcast Day, so tell everybody on Facebook, at the barn, at your work about podcasts. Tell them about your favorite ones, even if we're not on that list. We don't care. Tell them, educate them about podcasts. Show them how to listen. That's the most important thing. Right now, we have my friend Chris here, who is from the Florida Podcasters Association and also the executive producer of the new film coming out called The Messengers that we're going to be in. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy 5,000th episode. Pretty exciting.
Yes, we're very excited about that. You're close, though, right?
Close to what?
5,000.
I guess so.
That was a joke, Chris. That was a joke.
Yeah. No, I had a suggestion to. Yeah, I guess I'm so far off. I didn't even get the reference. I have a suggestion for you guys. Maybe you should do International Horse Seething Day. I think that would be something that would be different.
International Horse Sheath Cleaning Day.
Yes.
We would call it.
Yes.
Yes. For those who don't know. You were in studio with Glenn, and we were y'all were actually filming The Messengers in studio with Glenn. And as normal and inappropriately as possible, I began talking about sheath cleaning in front of complete strangers that aren't horse people. So
yes,
I'm glad
he has never forgotten that.
I'm glad you haven't let that go.
How did
yet?
You forget that? We all thought it meant covering the horses up or something.
I'm really, really proud of you that you learned something that day. That's what I'm going to take away from this. You learned. You grew.
I will carry that lesson for the rest of my life.
I call your show and I say, Happy International Sheath Cleaning Day. It's going to be a thing. I'm going to make it.
I'm down for that.
We're very excited about the movie coming up and about podcasting in general. You guys have wrapped filming now and you're in editing phase, right?
Yeah, month of October coming up here, we'll be editing, and then we'll just go out and film whatever we're missing. But we're really excited to get into the editing phase, and we're talking to a lot of other local filmmakers. And there's just a lot of support for this film, not only in the podcast community, but also the film community. So There's a lot of people really excited about the messengers and kind of showcasing the Horse Radio Network. You know, your community was amazing in the crowdfunding phase of this. We actually raised 110% of our goal. And it was thanks to the Horse Radio Network, you know, Gamertag Radio, our family and friends, it just everybody really kicked in and made it happen. So we were really overwhelmed by the support that we got from the listeners. So I love this community.
Awesome.
If you were to ask me when I started learning about podcasting, I'd be a fan of a network about horses, but really it's about the community and the people. You guys just have one of the greatest communities ever built. And I'm not talking about podcasting, just in general. When you have listeners calling in and singing, it's just an amazing community that you've built.
Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate you. And we're looking forward to seeing ourselves in the movie, okay?
Absolutely. We'll have a private screening just for the HRN. But seriously, we're working on having private screenings. As long as you know, you get enough fans, we'll have theaters where they could see it before we release it digitally. So someone from LA had called us about doing private screenings in local theaters. So we're excited to do that for about a month.
We could do that in Lexington during Rolex. Wouldn't that be cool?
Let's talk about it, because we can make it happen. That's for sure.
Cool. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Happy 5,000.
He's so funny. What a nice guy, too. You know, for I know you're busy and you're thinking ahead, but what he said about our community is true. It's we have the greatest listeners and the greatest people and the greatest, just this whole horse world.
I was not too supportive. Busy. I was trying to hold back the tears that were coming. I was trying to stay with it there, Jamie. I was trying to be okay here.
It was really cool.
But he's right. I mean, he's right. You know, we say that all the time, and we, you know, other podcasters look up to what we do here. And I don't think, you know, I think a lot of the horse radio listeners just assume they're just listening to radio shows. But we have 27 hosts. I have a fun stat for you. And then we'll hear from some of our listeners. Well, we got a lot of voicemails we have to get through today. Here's a fun stat. We know our average length show is 46 minutes. We have done 5,000 episodes as of today. That means there's 240,000 minutes of programming. If you started listening 24 hours a day, it would take you 6 months to listen to all of our shows.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that one.
Isn't that amazing, though?
24 hours, but gave me a headache even thinking about listening to myself that long.
So, all right, if you only listened 12 hours a day, it would take you a year. And then you wouldn't be caught up because we'd have done another year's worth of shows. So it's just an amazing stat. Actually, Kristen, thanks to Horse Nation for doing an article on us yesterday. Kristen was, we were figuring that out and was like, holy cow, that's a lot of shows. But all our sponsors, everybody's just been great. And I'm sure we'll hear from some of them today. And we're excited about that as well. Let's hear from some of our listeners, though, while we're waiting for our first exciting guest that we're very thrilled about. Let's hear a little.
Hi, Glenn, Jamie, and Jen. And Helena and everyone else who makes the Horse Radio Network a success. This is Misty from Western Pennsylvania. I just want to call and say congratulations. 5,000 episodes, that's amazing. I just want to give a shout out to all the other auditors, and I want to challenge listeners who are not auditors yet to become auditors. I just want to say thank you, guys. I really appreciate everything that you do, and love listening to your shows. Helps me get through the day, gives me new ideas, introduces me to new products, and lets me feel a part of something bigger than myself.
Hey, everybody at Horse Radio. Wow, 5,000 episodes. You guys are great. I listen to a bunch of other podcasts, and a lot of that is because of you guys. But, yeah, nobody's doing that. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Bye-bye.
Hi, Glenn, Jamie, and Jen. This is Audrey Nicole Lissima calling from Ontario, Canada, to congratulate you on your 5,000th episode. I have an hour drive to the barn each way, so I'm so happy to have the Horse Radio Network shows to keep me informed and entertained during the long drive. It goes by so quickly when I get to spend the drive with you guys. I've been a listener for 4 years and have learned so much over that time and have really enjoyed getting to know all of your hosts and your listeners through all of the great shows. Thank you so much for all of you do, and congratulations again. Take care.
Guarantee.
That was so beautifully Canadian.
I know. Oh. And, you know, I guarantee you she listens to or watches Heartland. I promise you that.
Horse chick from Canada, she's in on Heartland.
That's right. We have a lot of listeners. Canada's our number two listening base, but we have listeners now in 92 countries. So that's kind of cool, too.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I do believe we have our first guest on the line, and we have a little bit of a delay, so Glenn will have to be patient. But Heather Conkey, the head writer for Heartland, is on the phone with us. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. We are so thrilled to have you with us. You are the head writer of one of the most popular and the longest running 1 hour dramas in Canada. And it's also premiering its 10th season this weekend, which is going to be hosted by the Calgary International Film Festival. Heartland airs on Up TV in the US, and season 9 will be on this month here. Season 7 is on Netflix, and 8 through 9 will be coming on Netflix in April. So we are just so excited about the show and the success. And can you believe it is 10 seasons?
No, it's absolutely, no one knew going into this that we would still be here at this desk in Calgary at 7 o'clock in the morning in the dark.
Oh.
So we're thrilled. We can't say how thrilled we are. It's still one of the most wonderful shows to do. Incredible cast, as everyone knows, and incredible crew, incredible wranglers. It's a bit of a dream come true for all of us who work on it, because we just still love it, and it's still fun to do. So that's the best part.
And you are, from what I understand, not a horse person. How on earth did you end up being the head writer for a horse show?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think my only horse experience was 2 weeks at summer camp, a horseback riding camp, and trail rides at the cottage, and a really lovely ride on in the Dominican Republic along a beach where I almost lost complete control. So yeah, it is. I'm kind of an odd choice, but at the same time, I hired in the first few seasons, we had a writer who was a horsewoman through and through. She was invaluable to me, Layla Basin, and certainly kept us on the right track. And I can't say enough about our horse wranglers, who I trust completely. And I also trust our viewers, because social media is massive, and if we do something stupid, we hear about it really quickly.
Did you never do it again? Did you know going in that horse people were this opinionated?
No, but most viewers of anything now are pretty opinionated.
That's true.
So I don't take it personally. But I think I think this is a bonus for us, because it gives us an idea that it's not just people watching who are like me and who know nothing about horses. It's horse people, and is fantastic for us to be able to please and entertain that audience.
And as a horse person and a viewer, that definitely is something that I appreciate, because, you know, so many times as a horse person, you're like, oh, that horse, they're leading it from the wrong side. They're doing this, they're doing this, they're doing this wrong. And, you know, I watch it and nothing really bothers me. I mean, you know, you could wear helmets all the time, but whatever, you know, it's Canada. That's part of where
you
guys
are. And it's not just. Yeah, it's not just Canada. And that is, you know, we might as well address it, because it has been something that's commented on a huge amount. You know, why aren't those kids wearing helmets all the time? It's not part of the Alberta culture. Let's put it that way. They certainly wear them when they're practicing trick riding or something that is death-defying, as our character Georgie throws herself into it. But they don't wear helmets when they're riding, per se. And so we had to strike kind of a balance between the two. We never see Georgie jumping, for instance, without a helmet.
Yeah.
But when she's out riding on her horse doing a trail ride or whatever, that just never would happen. So we have to be true to that.
Absolutely. Well, now, after being around horses and seeing these horses and being a part of it, do you actually ride now, or are you so over it by the end of the day?
Oh, no, I'm never over it. I try to ride as much as I can, and the Wranglers are incredibly patient. You know, but it's funny, we don't have a lot of time, but at one point I almost bought a horse and told my husband back in Toronto about it, and met with, you know, not an unexpected reaction, but certainly what are you thinking kind of reaction. But no, I
was
didn't.
Was it a rescue? Were you going to buy a rescue? And
It was. If you remember the ghost horse, which actually comes up again in season 10, it had a baby. In the one episode, I think it was the end of season 2, when Ty and Amy first say, I love you. And that ghost horse is there with the mare and a foal.
Right.
And it was that foal. And I already, because his name was Ghost, I called it Casper. I loved that little foal. But our wrangler at the time said, Heather, you live in Toronto. Yes, you have a large yard, but it's just not large enough. So just forget it.
Buy a chicken.
So I did, but I still regret it.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, it'll come back around. That's great that you actually are just not so sick of it by the end of the day. Now, question.
Oh, no. No, they're beautiful, beautiful animals.
Yeah. Well, we're fans. How true to the heart? We did have some listeners submit some questions because they're rabid fans of your show. And I guess I'll just kind of run through them so they feel like they're getting their time. But how true to the Heartland book series is the show, or have you taken a different direction?
Well, we started off with the books, which was fantastic because it kind of gave us a built-in audience at first. But we sort of ran through most of the ideas that we thought were good for the show in the middle of season 2. We certainly kept most of the characters. We changed some of the characters' personalities, and we changed where they kind of went, because I think Ty ended up in a coma at one point in the books, and we were too soon into the series to put our gorgeous tie into a coma. So a lot of the ideas worked, but then of course it becomes something with a life of its own. So with the number of shows that we've done now, it's all pretty fresh.
You've gone rogue.
Yes. Yes.
You brought up the fact that Ty is a gorgeous human. It is really not fair that he just keeps getting better looking every season.
Oh, I know. I know it's an interesting thing about the show, because very rarely does a show last this long unless you're Coronation Street or something. And so we've watched our cast literally grow up from being, teenagers to adults. And that's been, I think, part of the reason the audience loves it is they also feel the same way as we do, that we've grown up with these people. We know them like family. And Ty is no exception. He just, yes, as you say, he just gets handsomer and handsomer year to year. It's unbelievable.
it's pretty amazing, because I'm not quite caught up yet, but I did sit down because I heard I really needed to watch the episode with the Tennessee Walking Horse story in it, which I feel like you guys are using your power for good. You know, and doing an episode like that, and that's when I was like, oh my gosh, he's even hotter in this season. And I was,
That was an interesting show. I mean, we'd heard about this, and we thought, well, there's a lot of controversy about it. Should we even go there? And then we thought, you know what, we're going to go there. And it was hard to watch in some places, harder, by Heartland standards, certainly not by 10 o'clock network standards, but difficult to watch, I think, for horse lovers who feel the same pain that those horses must have. So
I think it was
difficult.
Awesome. Yeah, that you guys brought it
up. Thank you.
And it's not it's not a Canadian problem, really. It's very kind of local to that area that it comes from. So for those who didn't see it, kind of addresses head on the abuse in the Tennessee walking horse world. And when Amy actually said, she goes, he was like, what is soaring? And she goes, it's the worst thing you can do to a horse. And that was just such a powerful line. I just got goosebumps reciting that.
Woo. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
It's just amazing. Well, thank you for recognizing that. And as you say, sometimes you just have to use the show to emphasize a point. And we've got a problem here. Sorry?
I said, you're using your power for good. Yeah, I love it. Sorry.
I hope so. there's a problem here, too, with wild horses and I'm sure it's in the States as well, but there's a cull. And there's such viewpoints about it that are so huge and so pro and con, and among the ranchers and horse people and whatever. It's a huge controversy here, and we did an episode that worked with that as well. It was a two-parter in season 8, and I'm really proud of that too, because it presented the problem in a very fair way. We saw both sides of the coin, both opinions were looked at, and yet it was still a really beautiful show watching these wild horses that the farmers want to get rid of, but you can't. They're part of the landscape and they're part of this world.
Do you find those harder to write when you're covering a topic? Okay, we're not talking about love lives or anything else at this point on this episode. We're going to go deep. Are those harder or easier to write for the writers?
Well, I did the one about the wild horses, and because I'm passionate about it, it was easy to write because I just knew what I wanted to say. And I know that when we were working on the Soaring episode, we all were in that zone as well. And we didn't want to make cookie cutter villains out of these men that were really in it for the money. But you just have to make sure you know that we felt that they were terrible and guilty and should never be doing this. So that one was harder to write, strangely enough, because we weren't as familiar with it. It isn't in our backyard, as you said earlier. It was something that we had to really look into before we went there, because we wanted to make sure we got it right.
Do you guys, Ken, one of our Canadian listeners actually asked this, do you guys plan a whole season in advance? You kind of have an outline of what's going to happen all season and then write the individual episodes? Or is it kind of flow and what happens, happens from episode to episode?
No, I'm the head writer, as you say. So I kind of knew in season 1 what we were going to be doing at the end of season 4.
Oh, wow.
Right now, we will start within weeks to develop what we call an arc for season 11, if we're lucky enough to get one. So we just move ahead and being optimistic. We always know where we want to begin, because usually at the end of a season, we've left a bit of a cliffhanger. There was certainly, you'll see a cliffhanger at the end of season 9, a nice cliffhanger, not someone lying on the ground lifeless. But we need to know where we begin. We absolutely need to know where we go to in the middle. We need to know what that two-parter is around. In our airing schedule, we usually have a 9-10, which is a two-parter, almost like a mini movie that shows before the Christmas holidays, and then episode 10 comes after. We always know what that that episode, because it's so main to the structure. We know what that is, and we know where we want to go. We also arc each character's life, basically, and where they would logically be in at the age they are and what their goals are. So they're all pretty real, I mean, to us. So we have 16 stories pretty much outlined, the A plot, B plot, C plot, what we call the runners, by the end of December, before we start writing in January and February. And then we usually go to camera at the very beginning of May. So, yeah, we are very, very organized. But we also, again, social media, lots of people have great ideas, and we are always scanning that and seeing if we can glean ideas from our viewers, which is always fun.
That's great. Well, I must tell you, you know, you said you've got a happy cliffhanger. One of the things that I really like about the show, and speaking to a lot of our listeners, is It is not one of those shows that's going to give you an ulcer. It's not a stressful show to watch. It's enjoyable. Yeah, there's drama, but it's not stressful. And we just love, I mean, I just love the way that the show is written. And apparently I am not alone because all of our listeners have said, even my husband watches. And my husband watches too. It's a show about
so
horses.
Mine. I mean, yeah, mine too.
Be better.
But, yeah, no, that's lovely, lovely to hear. It's, what we like as writers is that it's not a template. Like every week is not the same. One week could be more romantic than others. One could be more adventure. One could be, so it's really, you don't sometimes know what to expect. And as writers, we love that because it gives us so much more freedom to do things that are, well, you know, things from real life, too. We all bring our own lives to the table. And I don't know whether you've seen, has 904 aired?
No, so don't give it away.
Not yet, so I won't wreck it. Okay, no spoilers. Anyway, just to say that was one of my favorites, because I think, again, it everybody's had the experience that will happen in that show. And that was the show that got the most audience response here when it aired last year. So, yeah, I would love to hear what you think about it when it's on the air.
You know what? There's a lot of our listeners, too, that are going, why don't we get them? Well, welcome to everybody else in the world who doesn't get our shows for 2 years. So we're getting it backwards here. We're getting some of our own medicine. Chantel asked the question.
Yeah, well, everyone's catching up. Yeah, everyone is catching up, apparently, which is good. Like, it's in various seasons on various networks, as you said at the beginning. And hopefully everyone will be up to date when 10 comes on.
Chantel and a lot of our listeners, we would be crucified if we didn't ask this question. They all want to know, when the actors came on board, did they know how to ride? And also, do they ride now in their personal lives? Do they have their own horses and things?
That's a great question. Amber Marshall, who plays our lead, Amy, is in fact Amy. She has ridden since she was 4 years old. She still does. She was born in Ontario, but she's since moved to Calgary. She has a ranch. She has, oh, I don't know how many horses and dogs and cats and chickens and pigs
more.
And cows. And that's her. That's Amy is Amber. It's hard to tell them apart.
And she's married, right?
She's just a horse. She just got, well, not just now. It's almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And her husband was in the rodeo circuit.
Oh.
And his parents ran rodeo. So it's very much in that family. And then Grandpa Jack has ridden horses all his life because he grew up in a farm just north of Calgary.
Who, and by the way,
so
everybody wants. Everybody wants. All the theme I hear is everybody wants a Grandpa Jack.
Yeah. He's very popular,
I
Grandpa.
I know. He's hugely popular, and he's so charming. And in real life, he's equally as charming and wonderful.
And he rides.
Yeah, and Georgie, now here's the story. She hadn't written at all when she arrived on the show in season 6. And now she's probably as good a rider as Amber. She's taken it up. It's her life. She has her own horse. She's in the circuit, the jumping, 100 jumper circuit. She does really well. She just threw herself into it. She does, oh, there's a show coming up in season 10 where she does bareback riding with archery and targets, and she did it all without a stunt person, and it's just quite stunning to look at.
Oh, that's cool.
She's incredible. And everyone else who has come on the show, a lot of actors in their auditions say, oh, yes, I rode.
Yeah,
it would be like me saying,
yeah,
I can ride.
I rode once on the beach
really?
And got thrown off. Yeah,
exactly. I had a pony ride at a birthday party.
Yeah.
it's kind of the wranglers just shake their heads, but they go to boot camp and they learn the basics so that they can basically get on and off a horse and look convincing. And then we have fantastic doubles that take over from there. Most of our core cast who can ride are still not really allowed to do the difficult things because of obviously insurance reasons. If they hurt themselves, we'd have a big problem. So, but I can say that they do 50 to 60% of their own stunts and their own galloping, and you know, they're pretty terrific.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm so pleased that we got to talk to you. I just want to say congratulations on all the success that you guys have had. And again, it's a show that horse people actually like, and usually we're the judgiest group of jerks around. So it is.
Well, I have to say, I was a little nervous doing this interview because I thought, oh my gosh, these are the real deal. And I hope we're satisfying you guys.
I didn't see one complaint from our listeners about, you know, about things in the show, and they nitpick every movie, everything. And I didn't
see us.
Yeah, they've been nitpick us every day. So, you know, we say something wrong and we get emails, but there wasn't one complaint. Horse husbands are watching, you have succeeded, because we are the toughest group. So, and we don't watch horsey anything. So if you've wrapped the horse husbands in, even if they're watching out of the corner of their eye, you've done well in the horse world.
Here, let me give you a story, Heather. My husband is a fighter pilot for the United States Air Force. He is a man's man, and I am watching this show. He travels a lot, so I watch it when he's not home. Well, I was trying to get caught up watching it before you came on, and I'm in the middle of the episodes, and so he sits down. He's like, "Oh my God, are you kidding me?" He was like, "This is the perfect show for you. The perfect show. You talk about join up and you're all," and he's like, "This is perfect show for you." And he's like, "This is such a chick show." And he's sitting down and he's like, "Who's that guy? What does that guy do? Okay, what about that guy? Who's that girl?" He was sucked in immediately. Like,
oh,
this
that's
big,
super
tough guy, and he's watching everything. He's like, "Well, what does he do?" I was like, you're in. You're watching the chick show, you said. And so he watches it too now with me, and it's just so exciting
that's
the success
terrific
y'all have had and everything. I wish you the best. You're having a big party this weekend with the cast and crew.
We are. It's a red carpet event at the Calgary Film Festival, which they've never done for a television show before. We're all looking forward to it. We get to, you know, clean up and dress up instead of the jeans and the boots that we live in. It's going to be fun. We're all really looking forward to it, and it's such an honor to have it happen at all. So, this is pretty exciting.
We'll all get in trouble, including you, if we don't mention that it will also be on Facebook Live at 8:30 on Saturday night. And it'll be on what Facebook page, do we know?
I believe just go to the Heartland on CBC,
okay,
and it will probably take you to the right, or I'm just looking here, cbc.ca/Heartland.
All right. And Heather, we're going to see you in your fancy ball gown?
I'm not great with ball gowns, so I'm having a hard time with the dress. So it'll probably just me in pants and boots.
Everybody will say, "Who are you wearing?"
Oh,
who
and a jacket.
Yeah, who are you wearing? I'm wearing Lee. Yeah, that's right. Wearing Wrangler.
Wearing Wranglers.
I'm going to go as a Wrangler.
Heather, thank you so much. You're terrific. Your show's terrific. And we hope that we get to talk to you guys again. This is so much fun.
We'd love it. We would love that if you would. That would be terrific. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. That's so cool. And I know we have a ton of listeners who love this show. So
how funny that she was nervous talking to us.
I know.
Honey, we're not journalists.
No. But you know what? This is probably the first radio show that she's done that's people that ride horses, you know, and talk about horses for a living. So I could see why she might have been a little nervous. Well, you know, there's somebody that's not nervous anymore. She used to be nervous when she talked to us, and that was 8 years ago, and we would not be here. We would not be on episode 5000 today without Karen from Kentucky Performance Products, our first sponsor. She has believed in us, has never, ever missed a week as a sponsor in all of those 5000 episodes. And I just, you know, I can't thank her enough for everything she's done and for being with us all this time. And for some reason, I cannot get her talk to work. So there we go. Karen, are you there?
Glenn?
Hold on. Let me, Jennifer, I am not getting the right people up here, it looks like. Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay!
There she is. Hi, Karen.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Well, thank you so much for everything you've done. And who would have thought that we'd be at 5,000 episodes?
No, I was thinking that the other day when I saw that, you know, come up in my email. I'm like, no way. And it's been 8 years?
8 years, yep.
Where did that time go?
We sat down, Jamie, Karen and I sat down for lunch at a little place in the town that your office is in. I don't know if you remember this. And I just had this little plan I had laid out. Pretty much it was a napkin, right? And I had this little plan I had laid out and said, this is the dream. And Karen said, okay, I'm in. And that was it. And that was really what it was. She just believed in the dream because we certainly didn't have anything else at that time. So, but a dream.
No, and I mean, nobody knew what podcasts were. It was like, I can remember sitting down and you're going, oh, I'm going to do this radio show. I'm like, okay, like on the radio? And he's like, no, it's called a podcast. And I'm like, a what? What is that? And now I listen to podcasts incessantly. I have millions of them I listen to, including yours.
Liar.
And, you know, it's just so I'm not a liar.
Well,
you hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. She's just joking.
It's okay. I was giving you an out to not listen to the show.
But I do listen. Well, I don't listen to any of them consistently. I pick and choose the ones that I want to listen to, depending on what you're talking about and what's on them and those types of things, and then I'll listen to it.
Absolutely.
So I just kind of listen around.
And you know, you were one of our first listeners, and actually you helped us with some of the shows in the early days, because I'd ask you, okay, what do we do here? Is this good? Is this bad? You know? And you know, you were always there to offer help and advice and how to make it work, and business advice along the way too. So we value you. We thank Kentucky Performance Products from the bottoms of our hearts. We've probably done 1,000 commercials over those 8 years, if we counted them up. So it's kppusa.com, the best people in the world. And Karen, we also, real quick, we have a bunch of callers we're going to get to here, but real quick, I wanted to also tell let everybody know that we are joining up with Karen, and we're going to have two tailgate booths at Rolex beside each other. So we're going to be there at Rolex with a tailgate this year with free food and drink for our listeners to come on over. So and we're looking forward to hanging out with you all day at Rolex Cross Country Day.
Woohoo! That'll be fun. We'll have a big time.
Karen, we're going to get in some trouble together, I'm afraid. I was at your tailgate for, I don't know, half an hour last time, and I think I left drunk. So,
I know. And you have to bring that good-looking husband of yours, too.
She was like, oh, you want scotch? I'll get you scotch. Chaz walking around.
What do you want, bourbon? We got bourbon.
We can do that.
It was bourbon. We got bourbon.
Yeah, it's Kentucky. Right. We have bourbon. Of course we have bourbon.
Right. My bad. I get confused.
Thanks, Karen.
Oh, Jamie, be careful there.
We love you.
Now, people in Kentucky, you know, like they feel very strongly about their bourbon.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. I screwed up. I don't live there. I don't drink that stuff. So I think it's all gross. But I know he does.
All right, Karen. We love you. Take care. Thanks a bunch.
We love you, too.
All right.
Happy, congratulations on 5,000.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Tell Leo hi.
Bye-bye.
And now coming up next, we have the first guest that was on the first episode of Stable Scoop. And that was 8 years ago, and 5,000 episodes ago, and that's Jackie Baker. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. Congratulations. Hi. And I cannot believe you have done 5,000 episodes, because I've heard enough from you, Glenn, to know how much work goes into these things, and that's just amazing.
It is a lot of work, but we love doing it. It's, you know, we have a best fan base, so that makes it better. I just got to spend a wonderful weekend with Jackie at the AHP conference. She was speaking there, and we hadn't seen each other in years, and we could not stop talking. I think we talked the entire weekend. Jackie was a blogger.
Yeah, we misbehaved a little.
Yeah, a little. Jackie was a blogger way back when, had one of the most popular blogs during the WEG time in 2010, and that's why we had her on. A blogger was our first guest, and that was partly because nobody would come on our show except Jackie. So that was... So we appreciate you coming on.
Which was actually, by the way, 2008 Olympics.
That's right. It was the 2008 Olympics, and then we continued it through the WEG. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Well, Jackie, we appreciate you, and thank you for becoming a friend for, you know, all of these years, and we value your friendship, and we love talking to you and hanging out with you when we get a chance.
Ditto. Horse people are some of the best people, and I gotta say, you guys are some of my favorites. I've enjoyed your friendship for many years now.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Take care.
And, congratulations.
Thank you. And coming up next, we have a fill-in co-host and the only author that has included us in books. That's right, in murder mysteries. The Horse Radio Network and the Horses in the Morning cast have been included in several of her books, and that's Lisa Wysocki. Hey, Lisa.
Lisa!
Hey, congratulations, guys. This is just so awesome. 5,000 shows.
5,000. I know. I know. And it's been a lot of work, but, you know, doing these shows is not quite as much work as writing your books. So.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there's a lot of back end stuff that goes into your shows. So, you know, don't discount that. But this is just amazing. I was telling Jen that you guys should be like in the Guinness Book of World Records. This is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. You're so kind. Well, we appreciate, you know, listening to Glenn even just talk about you and talk about these 5,000 episodes makes me so proud. And the fact that you put us in your books and include us in that makes us just feel even more like a part of the community and the horse world around us. How are you? How is everything going with your books? And are you doing a book tour now, or are you writing a new one? What's going on?
The Main Equation comes out next fall, and of course, you guys will be in it.
Yay!
Kat Enright, my protagonist, you know, has kind of become a friend, and she's an avid listener, so, you know, she listens every day, as do I. So it's fun. It's going to be more of a racetrack setting in this book, so it'll be
awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun, as the others are. So, but you guys are so gracious to allow yourselves to be in the book. Not everybody I want to put in the books are so welcoming.
and you guys
actually want to be the murderers.
I kept asking for Jamie to be the killer, but you've never put her in as the murderer.
Listen, Lisa, you could put me as the streaker running naked down the racetrack at the end of the race. I'm totally fine with that. I don't care.
Don't give me any ideas. That would be awesome.
Hey, Lisa, thank you so much.
And of course,
I got to tell you, everybody, too, Lisa has committed to doing another author hour on Radiothon in 2 months. So she's going to be back, and we're going to do an author hour. And you're going to lead. Last time, author hour led into the evening of festivities, and you're going to do the same thing this time. So we're going to be looking at some fun authors to get on again. And
I can't wait.
Well, thanks, Lisa.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
All right.
So excited for you.
Woo-hoo! Take care. LisaWysocki.com is where you can find her website. Next up, we have one of our terrific hosts here on the Horse Radio Network, and she's been a friend of mine for a long time. She is host of the Eventing Radio Show, Max Cochran. Hi, Max.
Hi, how are you guys?
Terrific. Can you believe we've been doing this?
Congratulations. Happy 5,000 podcasts. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Well, you're part of that. Thank you for all the time and effort you put into the Eventing Show.
It's fun. It's good fun. But working with you guys is awesome. Makes it pretty easy.
Well, and you too. And of course, Max, you're on every other week of the Eventing Show with Joe Meyer, and working with Joe's a trip too. So,
yeah, he's awesome.
He is.
But it's a great diverse group between Joe and myself on one week and having Paul and Liz on the other week. It's a pretty good diversified group of around the world.
Well, we love the Eventing Radio Show. That was our second show that we started.
Really?
Yeah.
Max, I have a question for you. So you and Joe do this show together. Do you and Joe, you guys talk to each other in between shows about the next show? Or is it just like you get on there and you're like, hey, this is what we're doing?
Kind of. We'll sort of, Joe will sort of send me a text. We'll sort of figure out what day we're going to be actually recording it, and then we sort of, who do you got? I got this. Well, what about this? Okay, that sounds good. You set that up. Okay, good. And then we sort of get on the phone and just sort of pretty much wing it. I mean, I hope it doesn't sound like that, but that's what we do.
It doesn't. But you're like me. I don't want to talk to Glenn in between.
No, she doesn't talk to me. She won't even take my calls, Max. She won't even take my calls.
I send them to voicemail.
No, and it's funny, even though Joe and I live in the same town, we're hardly ever in the same town at the same time. So between the two of us, we're usually traveling so much that I'm here and he's someplace in Europe, or I'm in Europe and he's here, or we're in some different time zones, or something like that. So it all works out pretty well.
Well,
yeah, that's what happens with me and Glenn. I'm always in another country. I'm like traveling the world, and he's just,
yeah,
you know,
she never leaves
there.
The house. Yeah. Don't let her kid you. Yeah. Max, thank you for all you guys do over at Pro, at the Professional Riders Organization, and also at the Eventing Radio Show, all the hosts over there. We love you, Max.
We love you, Max. Thank you.
We love you guys too. Thank you guys so much. And congratulations again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Did you have to tell her I didn't leave the house? I mean, I know it's true, but like, that's Meg Cochran. You don't have to tell her that.
We have one of our terrific listeners coming up from New York. This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, hi.
Hey, guys. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Aren't you busy? Don't you have some massive life adventure you're going on right now?
I am, but... I happen to be alone in the back of the office right now, so I'm sneaking a phone call.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you calling. And where are you in New York?
I am on, let's see, my office is on 33rd between 5th and Madison. So from our rooftop where we have our meetings in the summertime, I can see a nice view of the Empire State Building. We're kind of 50 yards away from it.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's just so fun to talk to you and just realize how different everybody's view is. If everybody looks outside the window right now, your view is completely different than yours, Stephanie. So how neat that is. Didn't I hear you bought some property?
I am in the process. Yes, I'm due to close at the end of the month. I'm actually trying to time it with the thoroughbred makeover. Because it's about a 5-hour drive, I think, from there. So maybe I can do it all in the same weekend if I can afford it, because the down payment is kind of cleaning me out. But yeah, I'm buying 3 3/4 acres. It's not huge, but it's enough to have a couple horses if I want. And it was farmland at one point, so it needs a little bit of clearing, but nothing major. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Well, I'm a 3-acre girl myself, so congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Even though you have this beautiful view of the Empire State Building, she's still a country girl, wants to get out there on the farm.
Yeah. I need to have horses in my life, I think, more than just on the weekend. So,
I mean,
it might take me a couple years to make the actual move, but, and as you guys have probably seen, I just recently bought a 1973 Airstream. So it'll probably take me a year to renovate that. So that would be my home for the near term until I design and build something else on the property.
We can't wait to follow along with your adventures. And thank you for calling in. It's been a pleasure. I guess Glenn keeps typing. We've got a lot of people on the line.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
congrats,
Stephanie.
On your 5,000 episodes.
We love you.
You guys are amazing. All right. We love you too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. See, I just want to chat
we
gotta
with
girls.
I know, we have to get her back because she's moving from New York City, where she sees the Empire State Building, to the rural mountains of North Carolina. There's a change.
Yeah,
there's a switch. Holy cow. Well, next up, we have the lines full here, and we're going to get to everybody, we promise. We have one of my friends from the podcasting world. It is International Podcasting Day. He travels the world. He's also going to be featured heavily in the movie The Messengers, and that's my friend Sean Smith from The Mobile Pro. Hey, Sean.
Is this the hardest working man in podcasting, Glenn the Geek?
I don't know about the hardest, but boy, I do. I am tired at times. I will be honest.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe it, man. 5,000 episodes on International Podcast Day. I don't know how you planned that.
We didn't.
Congratulations. This is an amazing, amazing accomplishment.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I have, you know, I have 27 terrific hosts, and that helps a lot, you know, and staff that, you know, we don't have many staff. My wife and I are pretty much are the paid staff, you know, the full-time staff. We have a guest booker, and we also have an editor, and Neil, our editor, who does a lot of the shows for us, but that's it. And, you know, we're here just doing our thing and hoping, I hope we're putting out good content, so.
Oh, it's just amazing, Glenn, and I really just wanted to call in to thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for your generosity to the podcast community. People probably don't know or listen to your show, but Glenn is extremely active on Facebook groups, and he gives generously of his time at events and always has so much valuable advice and wisdom for especially new podcasters. And I just want to thank you for the high standard that you set for all of us podcasters to truly go that extra mile to serve our audience, to serve our guests and our sponsors. You're an inspiration, Glenn. And I'm just so proud of your accomplishment today and so honored to call you a colleague and a friend. I wish you blessings on your next 5,000 episodes. And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Now tell everybody real quick, it's International Podcast Day. What's your podcast?
Well, actually, you know what? I have this podcast called Now is the Time with Sean Smith. It's actually from Guatemala during our missions. And my wife and I host mission teams in Guatemala, mobile podcasting. So it's called Now is the Time with Sean Smith. But I'm actually launching a new podcast called Ask the Mobile Pro. Season one will all be about podcasting, Q&A on podcasting. And I'm actually launching that in 2 weeks. So,
wow. Well, good luck with that. We're rooting for you. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Thanks
take care.
So much.
Well, do you want to keep going here, Jamie? We have the lines are full. If you get a busy signal, just try and call back. We have committed to staying here for as long as it takes today to get through to everybody. We have one of our favorite listeners. We see her every year at Rolex, and that is Celeste.
Hey, Celeste.
Hi, guys.
How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. You guys are the best. Congratulations on your 5,000 episodes. It feels like it's just been yesterday that I started listening, but it's been, oh my gosh, what, 5-6 years now at least since Horses in the Morning started.
I was going to say, what was the first show you listened to?
I think you guys started late 2010 and I started listening in 2011 and then I went back and caught up on all the ones that happened before I first started listening. So,
oh, I do apologize for that. Well, I feel like, you know, you guys and so many of our listeners have become family, and like, I just got invited to Celeste's wedding celebration. So we just couldn't love you more. And like, Celeste is one of the listeners.
Wait one minute. I didn't get invited to no wedding.
Well,
goodbye, Celeste. It's been nice talking to you. Sure. Good luck with that.
Oh, damn, girl. Sorry.
you got me in trouble.
Didn't say don't tell Glenn.
Can I block listeners? Hey, Jennifer, is there any way to block listeners?
Oh, no.
Thank you so much.
I don't know, Glenn. I didn't think that you were really the type for like a bonfire and all
I love
party,
s'mores
so.
And hot dogs. What are you talking about?
You could drive us home. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I don't drink. I'm a perfect one to invite. I'm cheap. Yeah.
Okay. I'll send your invite out tonight.
All right. Good. Thanks, Celeste. I don't know.
Love you, Celeste. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Coming up next is another.
I can't wait.
Put your foot in it. Why don't you?
Someone's birthday party. What birthday party?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get invited to no wedding. You want to be honest? I thought she was already married.
she is married. They ran off and eloped, so she's having just a big old party instead of a wedding. It's just more fun.
Oh, now I'm even more pissed. Next up, we have one of the best MCs at Podcast Movement. He is the best MC at any event I've ever seen, and I'm proud to call him a friend. His name is Donald Kelly. He does the sales podcast. He's a podcaster. Hey, Donald.
Glenn, congratulations, man. This is awesome. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And you really are one of the best MCs I've ever seen. This man, Jamie, is not afraid to do anything in front of an audience.
There's that one time in Vegas. We won't repeat that.
But that wasn't in front of an audience.
No. So, you are the best. And you know, I was a salesman for almost 20. Well, I'm still a salesman. I sell all the ads on the network. So I'm still a salesman. And you do a show. Give a quick plug for your show.
Yeah, The Sales Evangelist. I evangelize about effective selling, whether you're an entrepreneur, sales professional, or just somebody who just loves the art of selling. We have a great time. Interview some of the top sales experts, and we have some solo segments that I produce, and it's fun, just fun talking sales and finding new strategies that can help people improve their selling. And I want to give a shout out to you, Glenn. I'm starting this month, tomorrow. So next week, my episode goes live with my paid sponsor that Glenn helped me to get. He coached me and gave me some good ideas. And
did you get
fabulous.
That one?
So now we have some. Yes, sir.
Yay!
They're coming on full. So.
Good for you. Good for you. See, yeah, I haven't forgot all that sales training, Donald.
Not at all, man. It's been great. So I appreciate it, man. And I'm just like, I'm in awe to look at this. I can't wait to come back on when you get hit 10,000. You guys are doing some fabulous stuff.
That's next year, I think, at this time. Isn't it, Jamie? Jamie's going to double her workload.
I quit.
Bye, Donald. Thank you. Awesome. The sales evangelist.
Thanks for having me on.
And next up, we have a listener. We have Susan Nelson, who I think has been with us since day one, hasn't she, Jamie?
Hey, Susan. How are you?
I'm thinking pretty much, and I have no idea how I found out about you guys, but way back, I was started listening to Stable Scoop, and loved the show, love you and Helena, and came on when you went to your daily show, Horses in the Morning. So I really want to congratulate you both on, or you all three of you on the 5,000s, and hope you have 5,000 more.
Oh,
and
thank you
one
so
thing
much.
I really want to emphasize about your shows that to me is so terrific is it teaches everybody how to treat the horses with the way they should be treated, with respect and kindness and taken care of like we should. So that's one of the main things that you guys do in all your shows. Thank you.
That's the best compliment you could give us.
Yeah, that's right a high there. Compliment coming from you, Susan, too, which you're very knowledgeable. And like when Glenn says something wrong, Susan's the one who corrects him, which I love.
I haven't done that in ages.
Yeah, why'd you stop? I'm looking like
Come
a fool
on.
Now because I'm getting all this stuff wrong and nobody's correcting me.
I'll have to, yeah.
Get to work,
I hate
Susan.
Being, you know.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, anyway, but thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
No, I love it. That's a nice compliment. Thank you, Susan. And thanks for being a part of the journey.
Good luck, guys. Bye-bye.
Next up, we have one of my terrific hosts and a good friend of ours and a good friend of everybody here in the network. And probably, I think, one of the most educated members of our little crew here. And
hi,
that's
Wendy.
Doctor, you knew, didn't you? It's like, hi, Wendy. Dr. Wendy Ying.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on 5,000 episodes. That's incredible.
Yes, and you've been on this journey. Wendy's been here on at the studio because she lives in Florida, and we've spent a lot of time with Wendy and her boyfriend, and she has seen a lot of the ups and downs along the way. It hasn't all been ups, has it, Wendy? But we struggle through.
We don't talk about the downs.
That's
we
right.
We only talk about positive things.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And you know what? The driving
nobody has to know about our downs. That's our dirty laundry.
One of the things that's so cool about the show Wendy does, the driving radio show, is we get more listeners who say, I don't drive, I never plan on driving my horse, but I love Wendy, so I listen. And that's the best compliment you can get as a host,
oh.
Wendy. It really is. So so thank you so much for all your support, you know, on and off the air. You've been a joy, and we're hoping to see you Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, it's been really fun. It's been exciting, and I have always loved podcasts. Even before we had pod- podcast because, you know, I was a big Kim Komando fan. Remember, I used to talk to you about that?
Yeah.
And that's when she was on the radio. And then when podcasts started, I loved podcasts because I love talk radio and I loved being able to listen on demand. And I feel really happy to be a part of it and to be part of this journey with the Horse Radio Network. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Wendy. We appreciate you a whole bunch. That's a driving radio show. Take care, Wendy. Dr. Wendy now has not only a doctorate, but a master's on top of it. So that's why I keep saying she's the smartest.
I need to talk to her about acupuncture. So we need to get on. I need her number.
All right. She's the right one to talk to.
I know.
Next up, we have one of my best friends in podcasting. We love her to death. She has helped more podcasters get on the straight and narrow. And that's Jessica Rhodes. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, congratulations. 5,000 episodes. I can't believe you're not bored of horses yet.
No, we are. We never, you know, when we first started this, we had a lot of friends that said, how are you going to do one show a week talking about horses? There's going to be nothing to talk about it for about 3 weeks. And, you know, we're over 6,200 guests now. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's so, well, you know,
I'm so happy for you guys.
And the Roads to Success is Jessica's podcast. I've been on that one. Thank you very much.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to say that after I interviewed you, you like seriously changed the way I talk about, you know, podcasts being monetized. Because what did you say? You know, basically got a sponsor after having like 12 listeners. So it really just, you know, set an example to podcasters that you don't need tens upon thousands of downloads, that you can really, you know, have a niche topic and have a small but engaged audience and do what you love for a living. So you're a huge inspiration, Glenn.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you. You really are one of the names in podcasting, and we do appreciate that. We have a whole line full of people, so we're going to keep going through here. Jessica, give everybody your website.
JessicaRhodes.biz. Thanks for letting me call in, Glenn.
Thanks, Jessica.
Again.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, it is International Podcast Day, and I am so thrilled that I'm seeing on the line here. I'm gonna let him cut line because he's kind of busy today. The founder of International Podcast Day, Dave. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Glenn. Hey, congratulations on episode 5,000. And yeah, perfect timing with International Podcast Day being September 30th.
Go ahead.
I would say he planned it, but he didn't. He's not that smart.
That's an 8-year plan that came out perfect.
Perfect.
Right? Did.
You know, last year was the first, right? International Podcast Day.
Actually, 2014 was the original. It was actually okay. National Podcast Day. In 2015, we rebranded to International. So this is technically the third Podcast Day event.
Last year, on this day, we were at Disney World, and we did a live show from the stables at Disney World. So that was pretty special, too. You know, that was a pretty special day for us. Tell everybody what they're supposed to do today. All of our listeners, what is their assignment?
Their assignment is to spread the beautiful word and the power of podcasting. If you're a podcaster, if you're a podcast listening enthusiast, our job today is to go out and evangelize podcasting, share the shows that you enjoy, introduce a new podcast to somebody, rate and review, get online using the hashtag Podcast Day. You know, it's really just the day to celebrate all things that are great about podcasting. And if you need some more ideas, internationalpodcastday.com is the place to go. There's so many suggestions on what you can do. That's really it, man. Podcast Day is about making the day yours, doing whatever you can to promote podcasting.
Well, Dave, I appreciate all the effort and time you've put into doing that. It is the biggest challenge we still have here at the Horse Radio Network. They were discussing it on our auditor Facebook page the other day. They were going, I tell all my friends, and they all go, oh, that sounds too hard. You know, they don't know what a podcast is. So it is still, in my mind, the biggest challenge, you know, let alone 8 years ago when we started when nobody knew. But, you know, it's the biggest challenge that we still have as podcasters is educating people how to listen and that it's easy to listen. So thank you so much for raising awareness and doing what you do. And I know you guys have a full day of stuff going on over there. It's been an honor to have you call into our show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. We are doing a 33 straight hour video stream through firetalk.com/podcast day. So if anybody's interested, we have some great podcasters represented from over 16 countries this year that are talking about resources for podcasters, spreading the message, sharing the great work that they're doing on their podcast and how they're connecting with their listeners. So yeah, it's a medium that's still somewhat unrecognized to a lot of the population. And so that's exactly what's the premise of what we're doing at Podcast Day.
That's Dave from the International Podcast Day, hashtag Podcast Day. Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. Thank you, Glenn. Congrats, guys.
Next up is a regular on our show. She's here every Monday, wacky as ever, and we have to thank her, Jamie, because they did a big article on us yesterday.
Yes, Leslie Wiley is the coolest. Hey, Leslie.
Oh, wait a minute. What's happening here is I'm hitting the wrong people because there's so many on. So they keep moving. I'm still trying to get Leslie here. So,
hey guys,
there she is.
There she is. Hey Leslie, did I hear you're in the airport calling? You're about to fly off on a plane somewhere.
I am in a Mexican bar in the O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and I am drinking a glass of champagne. With orange juice, known as a mimosa, and I'm raising my glass to Horse Radio Network.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Cheers!
Oh my gosh, can I tell you how happy it makes me that you're drinking at 9 in the morning in Chicago?
You know what I love about airports is there's sort of like a suspension of like the time space. You know, it's like nobody knows where you're coming from. There's no judgment. You know, it might be 7 o'clock in the evening. It might be happy hour. You know, the time zone you're coming from. You know,
you don't judge.
You want a exactly. Double cheeseburger and a margarita? Wow. You go for it. You do you.
It's 10 a.m. You go.
I'm
for
doing
it. You. Well, listen, we know you got to go and we've got a lot of callers, but I want to thank you for always coming on Mondays and making us laugh and being a part of the shows. And here's to 5,000 more.
Yeah. To you guys.
Horsenation.com. Thanks, Leslie. We love you.
We love you.
She's never home. She's always in an airport.
I didn't
somewhere.
Even get to have time to ask where she was going because I didn't really want to know.
She is never
is
home.
Exotic and awesome.
We have one of our terrific sponsors on the line. Bethany from Equiderma is with us. Bethany, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. You know what? We appreciate all of our sponsors. We have 32 sponsors now. And, you know, you guys are the best. You support the shows. You promote it. You really are the best at any of the sponsors in podcasting because you're also active.
Yes. Well, we love you guys. I think of all the people that I know in the podcast world, you guys are so beloved. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much for everything you do for all of us and for just being who you guys are. And thank you so much for all your help with Equiderma over the years. And I'm just so thrilled. Congratulations on your 5,000th episode.
Well, we're going to be doing some more with you here coming up shortly because guess what's coming up? 12 hours live of Radiothon, Holiday Radiothon. Yep. We're planning the big guests now, so we're looking forward to having you involved with that as well.
Oh, I sure will be, for sure. So I'm excited about that. And I know you guys have a flood of callers. I just wanted to give you my well wishes and tell you thank you so much. And you guys do such a great job. I don't know what I'd do cleaning my stalls and feeding my horses in the morning without you guys in my ear. So thanks so much for everything.
We are the best at helping people shovel. You know what? We're the best at that. Yes, we are.
You are my shovel south companion. And there's always a bright spot in my day.
All right. Take care, Bethany. Appreciate
you
it.
You think of
poop. Equiderma.
All right. Like,
when you think of poo, think of Akeem. Like when you think of horse poop, think of the Horse Radio
Network. That's right. You think of the Horse Radio Network. We have next up, podcasters are represented here today. We have a lot of friends in the podcast world. I just had dinner with him. Jennifer and I just had dinner with he and his wife, Ryan Gray from the Pre-Med Podcast. And Jamie, he announced just yesterday that the Pre-Med Podcast reached 1 million downloads. So congratulations, wow. My friend.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Oh, he has to get off the air, but he has the best radio voice ever. You are not allowed on my show.
Hello.
You're gone.
I'm not here to show you up, Glenn.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
You. It's your show.
All right.
What is your show, and where can I listen to it? Not pre-med, but I'll listen
to the pre-med years.
Okay.
Do you have to be intelligent to listen to your show? Because I'm out if you do.
No, you don't have to be intelligent. Okay. You have to be a hard worker, and you want to help people in medicine.
God, what mic are you using? He just has the best radio
you
voice.
You want to know?
No, I don't, because
do
it just
really
makes me...
Know?
No, because it has nothing to do with the mic. You just have a great radio voice.
I'm using the ATR 2100.
That's what I'm using. I don't sound like that.
Are you using the same mic? No, it's just him. Let's quit hating or loving too much. I'm getting myself in trouble. Thank you for calling in. Your episode, you can find it on iTunes, and it's a pre-med. Do you deal with any sort of equestrian medicine?
No, I don't at this point. But
you were so perfect up until now.
And you don't want to know what? He and his wife are both doctors. Figure that out.
Of course they are.
Of course they are.
They're both pretty.
And they're both pretty.
Sure.
Yeah. And they have great voices. Yeah. Ryan, thanks a bunch. The Pre-Med Podcast. We appreciate you calling.
Congrats to you, Glenn.
Lisa, one of our longtime listeners. Lisa is on the line.
Hello. Congratulations, guys.
I hear that sweet baby in the background.
Yes, he is suffering from a little bit of congestion today. I don't know if it's allergies or a cold. Hopefully it's just allergies from all the mold spores.
It sounds like he's happy, and my three-year-old is also suffering from being sick, and he just screams and cries. So how do you do that?
Right now he has a full belly with his hard-boiled egg whites and orange juice and milk, we're having a tickling attack.
Well, I'm just going to send Lucas to your house, okay? Thanks.
Yeah, it'd only be a crop. Although, you probably get a free flight to Michigan. So you
can
come, too.
This sounds good. Well, we want to thank you.
Yeah, bring that fabulous Zeus with you.
Yeah. Gosh, he's a dream. It's a dream boat. We want to thank you for being a listener and such an active participant on our auditor's Facebook page and our show in general. We love hearing from you and love kind of being a part of your life, too.
Well, and Connor says thanks for all the entertainment value and opportunities to imitate.
And he has not learned any of his swear words from us. That's not us. So I'm just making that clear.
No, that would probably be Nana.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. We love all of our auditors. Take care.
Nana, huh?
Yeah, you too.
Salty Nana.
We have next up Diane, who is from High Horse Video Productions.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. This is Diane, and we were a guest on your show. Oh, I think it was episode 4,734, but I'm not sure. I'd have to go see. We just wanted to congratulate you and thank you for having us back then. And I believe it was Lisa Wasaki who was interviewing us that day.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But, now I remember. Yes,
and
yes.
We optioned her Kat Enright books for production. So
you're the movie people
in Calgary, Canada right now. Yes. We're actually in Calgary, Canada right now, and we're doing some pitch meetings.
Well, okay. Hold on. Stop. Stop, Diane. We have to talk because we are in the books, all the books, Horses in the Morning.
Yes, I know.
And
who do you
we
want
would
to
like
play
us.
You?
We would like to play
who
ourselves.
Do you want to
play you? We'd like to play ourselves. Is that possible?
That's
interesting. It's
not true.
It is, but most people say, "Oh, I want Susan Sarandon," or I want Robert Redford. You sure? You want Johnny Depp to play you?
I was going to say, I've got a long list of people that I would like to submit to play me. A long list, and I am not on that list. I am not on it.
No, we were going to use you. No,
oh, no,
it's only
Glenn. Oh, they were, yeah. I'm getting a lot of love here today.
We kid because we love Glenn.
I know.
That's
well, that's
now, we really appreciate it, and congratulations on your shows and your success. It's just wonderful. And we were just talking, my husband Michael and I, it's our company, but we just finished taping 13 more episodes for Ken McNabb in Wyoming on the way up to Canada. And for RFD, and I was just saying we should have you guys on his show sometime.
Oh yeah, sure, we'd be
that
happy
be
to
fun.
Do that. Yeah,
we're there.
Is it video?
Because
I have a face for radio, so I'm just saying.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
No, it's not true. I'm sure it's not true. No, it is television, so you know, makeup is required.
Okay. All right. Well, Diane, we'd be happy
for Ken,
to
who won't wear makeup.
We'd be happy to help you in any way we can, and of course, we had the head writer for Heartland on, and you're up there with them right now. They're getting ready for their big premiere tomorrow.
So I know.
Say hi to them for us too.
Yeah,
okay?
I know. We're hoping we can meet with Heather Conti. She's an incredible writer. And what a great guest for you to have on your show. She was wonderful, and you guys were wonderful. So I'm so glad you had her on.
Well, Diane, we're looking forward to our movie premiere. I'm getting my SAG card now. I'm signing up today, all right?
Okay. All right. Let me know.
All right. Bye, Diane. High Horse Video Productions.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Take care. All right. Boy,
Sandra Bullock. Give me some Sandra Bullock.
I knew you were going to pick Sandra Bullock. I just knew that it was going to be Sandra Bullock for some reason. I just knew it. We have more podcasters and more listeners calling in here, and we're going to start winding it down now. We're going to get through everybody that's on the line yet, though. We haven't even gotten to the voicemails. Those might happen after. We'll do a post show with all of those. We are going to go to next Joe from the Dreamers podcast. My friend Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yo, Glenn. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations to Horses Everywhere for getting to listen to your voice.
That's a first. Joe, it means a lot coming from you. You have a big following. Joe does his own conference on podcasting and everything. And, you know, the podcasting family has really grown into something that's kind of cool and fun to hang out with. We learn from each other. When we have a problem, we talk to each other. And, Joe, you're always in there helping out, and we appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, thank you for advancing podcasting as far as you have, because it's really gone so far differently since you started. Sorry, baby just threw up all over my arm and I had to put her down for a second.
Welcome to our world.
You know, well, no, do horses throw up a lot?
Well, no, but Jamie's baby did. So,
yeah. And I find it amazingly ironic that your podcast, I have never listened to it, but I will now, is called The Dreamers Podcast. And now you're living the dream of having babies puke on you. So, what? Way to go, dude.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, we have to run.
Thank you. Yes. Living the life that you want. I don't blame you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
And thank you so much for doing this.
All right. Bye bye.
See you later.
I love it. I'll listen to his show because his baby puked on him.
Okay, and Jennifer, you're saying go to somebody next, but I don't know who that is, so I can't see them on here. So I will go to one of our terrific auditors and somebody we love. She's been in the studio here before. She's an unbelievable eventer. Her whole family listens. Not only is she a listener, but her entire family, Kayla, is on the line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kayla. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for calling in. When he was talking about the whole amazing eventer, I thought he was going to say me. I'm like, dude, I've been here. But no, he was, of course, talking about you. How are you?
I don't know about amazing eventer, but I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're living the dream. 5,000 episodes in this crazy dream this geeky guy had.
It's incredible. What you guys do is completely incredible, and I'm just in awe.
Well, the feeling is mutual, because I love watching your gymnastics video and the arena that you have, and the footing is so incredible, and I just want to be you, so we can switch for a day.
Sounds good. How about in the wintertime when it's cold, we can swap. I'll go to Arizona, and you can come brave the cold.
You know what, Kayla, you're breaking up. I can't hear you, but we love you, and we just wanted to say thank you for calling.
Thanks, Kayla.
All right.
Bye. All right. We're going to put two people on at the same time next. They're both podcasters. They're two of my favorite podcasters in the whole world. And two of the shows that I listen to other than ours. And that's Liz Covert, who is the queen of all things history. She has Ben Franklin's World, which I know a lot of our listeners listen to. And Katie Kermitzos of Biz Women Rock. Hey, guys.
Hello, Glenn.
Let's start with Liz.
Hold on, I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to have a Glenn.
Well, Liz, I got to bring you on first because Jamie is going to hate your guts. So Liz has the terrific, one of the best history podcasts in the world called Ben Franklin's World, and it is absolutely wonderful. But the thing that you're not going to like about Liz is she just laid out all of her tickets to a certain baseball game, and she is a certain Red Sox fan, and she is ready for the World Series, and Jamie is from Atlanta, and now hates your guts, Liz. Just saying.
You know, I mean,
does Atlanta and Boston have a rivalry?
No, but yeah. Everybody
he doesn't know baseball, so he knows.
Everybody
he
has a rivalry with Boston. Everybody.
I that's funny. My team is so bad this year that it doesn't even bother me.
You know, the last two seasons, we were there with you.
Yeah. Well, it happens. You know, what goes around comes around. Glenn, it's funny. If she was a Mets fan, we would have a problem. But like, she's a Red Sox fan. It doesn't bother me at all. If we ever see them in the World Series, we'll win. But it probably will never happen.
Never happen. Liz, thank you for calling.
Congratulations, Glenn. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you have a great show, too. Let's bring Katie into this. Katie, my friend, thank you so much for taking time. She also has a small baby. It seems like podcasters are having babies these days. Hey, Katie.
Hi, guys. Congratulations. But my baby did not throw up on me this morning, so I can't get into that crowd.
Not yet. It's coming.
Big time. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Happy 5,000! Woo!
Well, thank you. And Katie has been there too. We've been talking all through this process. She's seen kind of the ups and downs and knows what that's like. So I appreciate you acknowledging that.
Oh my gosh, you guys are rocking it! And I have to say that you have really created such a phenomenal standard for tons of podcasters watching out there. For how you guys engage your community, your listeners, engage your sponsors, and just the entire community that you've built because of the great shows that you continue to put out. And I am just in awe as a podcaster and as a friend. So big congratulations to you. I mean, 5,000, that is crazy. That is a crazy amount of episodes.
Yeah, it is. Now I'm more tired just thinking about it. Katie, Katie, a lot of our listeners, Jamie, listen to her show. It's called Biz Women Rock. And if you're and a lot of our listeners are business women, you know, if you're a businesswoman, right, Jamie, you run a stable there. So
I'm a very bad one. Maybe I should listen to the show.
You need to start listening. See, Biz Women Rock. It'll help you out.
I'm Googling it right now. I'll find it.
Katie, you owe me dinner here soon, too, if I remember right. So I'll be down. Okay.
I know. Bring it on.
Thanks, Katie. See you. Biz Women.
Congrats, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have a few more here we're going to get to.
I'm going to listen to so many more. Ben Franklin's World sounds awesome. Biz Women Rock. I definitely need that. And her personality is awesome.
Oh, she's great. She's terrific. And by the way, she's the wife of Chris, who was our first caller at the beginning of the show, who's doing the Messengers podcast. They are a couple. So, yeah. Next up, we only have a couple more. Jennifer, we're going to have to, at this point, make the one she's screening the last one because we're just running out of time. I'm not sure what we're going to do with the voicemails, but we'll talk about that. Next up is Tigger, who is one of our hosts of one of our newest shows,
hey,
Healthy Critters.
Glenn!
Hey, Tigger.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. People love your show, Healthy Critters Radio.
It's an honor to be a part of Horse Radio Network. It really is.
Well, we love...
It's all due to you.
Well, we love having you on board. You are the only show that has a talking dog, so that you have that going
for
you. Yeah, the only show that has a talking dog. An annoying little talking dog, too, I might add.
Doesn't every household
have a yes? That's right. Tigger, we love having you on board. We appreciate all of our hosts, all 27 of them, and you and Patty do a great job with that show. And Jennifer produces that. And I hear they record it in the evenings, Jamie, and they're just over there laughing and laughing and laughing. So
they have a talking dog. They're drinking.
Yeah, they do drink a little bit.
Come on,
drinking. Well, congratulations! It's just a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, Tigger.
So kudos to you guys.
Appreciate it. We'll go right now to...
My dog talks when I drink a lot. It's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Let's go to Canada to another one of our hosts, Philip from the Dressage Show, representing today.
Happy Podcasters Day, guys.
Let me tell you something, Philip. Every time I listen to your damn show, it costs me money. I always have to buy something after listening to your show. I had to redo a whole title for the store, change the bit size. I had to get some padding on top because he was rubbing his head. I mean, it cost me money listening to your show.
Well, I mean, that's not the purpose, but it's a good byproduct.
I mean, my gosh, I just learned so much. And I, you know, to be whatever, I learned to be a better horse person after listening to your show. So I appreciate what you guys do. And we love it. We love that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, we just try to give little tips to help everybody ride a little bit better. And we try and have a little fun doing it too.
Now, Reese couldn't be here because she's horse shopping in Germany.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I think she's in Holland today, but yeah. Oh. She just flies all over the place.
Yeah, and, you know, private jet.
I'm calling you from the arena while I'm working, you know?
Hard life.
So she doesn't have to work for some reason. Yeah.
Philip, the Dressage Radio Show, it was the fifth show on the network all those years ago, about 7 years ago, and has been going strong ever since. We told Reese that I begged her when we lost our last host to come on and work for 3 months. That was 4 years ago. So Reese has a problem quitting things, and she's still here. So.
She's not assertive enough sometimes.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Philip, she was assertive enough to get you on board, and I thank God every day you're part of the network. So thank you so much.
That's nice to say. Yeah, thank you guys. We've had a really fun experience doing this. You know, at first I didn't know what it would be about or you know, how I could do it, but we just sort of, you know, we bumbled along and we figured it out. So I think that's pretty cool.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Philip. Take care. Dressage Radio Show.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And you know what? Jennifer would not be here without the next person, and that is her mom. Pat is on the line.
I was like, where's he going with this?
Wait. I said, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. We can't take any more guests. Oh, my God, child. She's going to be telling stories.
Yeah, now that you've got these 5,000 podcasts under your belt, does that mean you guys have regular jobs now and you're going to stay put?
Thanks for making it real, Mom. Thanks. Yeah.
And we'll end the show with that. Well,
does that mean if I buy a horse, you're not coming back home?
Well, we're never coming back to Pennsylvania. We can promise you that because we like the weather in Florida a little better. So that is one thing. So we can promise you that. But we know you'll be coming down to see us. And thank you so much for letting me borrow your daughter for the last 30 years.
You're quite welcome, I think. You just took her too far away.
Borrowing implies that you're going to return her.
Oh, let me rephrase that. Thank you for letting me have your daughter. Well, that even sounds wrong, so I don't think that's good either. I'm just going to shut up now. Yeah,
just say, I love you, mother-in-law.
I love you, mother-in-law. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
You're welcome. Love you too, Glenster.
Bye.
You're my favorite son-in-law.
I know. I'm our only son-in-law. Don't let her kid you.
I knew that was coming. Oh, thank God my mom didn't call in. Oh, geez.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. And I'm sorry if Nick, we have one more. Let me just get... I promise we'd get to everybody. Nick is a regular. He also has a podcast. He's a regular contributor over on our Stable Scoop show. And Nick, ironically, tell him what your show is about.
I keep productive horses around the world.
Yes,
so
yes.
I make horses productive.
Yeah, he shows on productivity, which I suck at. So I've been learning a lot about productivity from Nick. He's on the Stable Scoop Show. And Nick, thank you so much for being a contributor to the Horse Radio Network. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I love being part of your journey. I love how you snuck me in at the end, too. That's fantastic. I was like, oh, man, he punted on me. But that's okay, because I was already offended since you told the other guy that he had the radio voice, and you told me that before, too. So now I feel like I'm kind of being cheated on a little bit.
When you came on, I was like, oh, he's good, too.
Yeah, see, apparently everybody has a good radio voice in podcasting except me. So, Nick, thank you so much for contributing.
I love your voice, Glenn.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Congratulations.
Well, that's it. We have gotten through the list. Wow, that's the most calls we've ever taken in an hour. We have about 27 more voicemails to go. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to call it a day on the live show, but we're going to stay on because we are going to play those voicemails, or I'm going to put them into the recorded version. So okay. If you're listening to this recorded, you're going to hear all the voicemails from all of our sponsors and listeners and just everybody that called in. We love them all. So please stay through and listen to them all. Do you think that's a good plan, Jamie?
Yeah, I just want to say, too, I've gotten several Facebook messages from people that also have not been able to call in. One, Katie here, and they just all want to say congratulations and here's to thousands more, she says.
Yeah, well, we had 10 phone lines going and the whole time all 10 lines were full. So let's hope Radiothon's that way in a couple of months. And before we end and head into the voicemails, I just have to say thank you to Jennifer, my wife, for putting in 100 hours a week for the last 4 or 5 years that she's been working with me. And without her, none of this would be here today because I wouldn't have been able to do it or keep going. And she is the one that's been motivating me and putting up with me. And I just thank you so much, dear. I love you bunches. And we are going to go out for lunch today. We are going to go celebrate.
Woohoo! 5,000 episodes! Lunch!
God, he's a romantic, isn't he?
Woo! And that's what I love.
Yeah, but you know what? We got shows to finish after that, so we can't drink.
Get back to work.
Yeah, that's right.
Get back to work, woman.
And Jamie, you know what? I've been spending almost 6 years now with you every morning, and I can't think of anybody I'd rather be with in the mornings, and you've been terrific. The listeners love you. We've been through a lot of journeys together, from babies to horses coming and going to all kinds of things, and I've enjoyed every moment of it. I really have. I'm not just saying that.
Well, I couldn't ask for a better boss and better person to work for, and you have morals and standards, and you don't compromise, and you don't advertise people just for the money, and you don't do certain things just because I appreciate working with somebody that has the backbone that you have, and it makes me proud to be a part of the Horse Radio Network, and thank you very much for having me.
And I think we proved your husband wrong, who basically said to you and me both at the very beginning, that won't last.
He goes, what are you going to talk about after 2 weeks? He was the guy.
He was pretty convinced this would not last.
But this is also the guy who's watching Heartland now. So don't tell any of his friends.
I won't. I won't tell any of his friends.
Oh, Ellen says congrats too. The messages are still coming in.
Yeah, and a lot of these people have left voicemails. So please stay on the line. We're going to go to the voicemails right now. Thank you, everybody. We will be back here on Monday. Sorry we didn't get the really bad ads. We'll do that next week too. We appreciate you all. We love you all. And here's to 5,000 more.
Woohoo! Hi, this is Denise Raymond, your guest wrangler for the Horse Radio Network. Just wanted to congratulate you on 5,000 episodes of the Horse Radio Network, and I hope that I'll be around for the next 5,000. I'm just so happy to be part of HRN's family. Congratulations.
Hi. This is the folks up home. Congratulations. We're really impressed with Glenn the Geek and the Pick of the Litter. Love you guys.
Hey, everybody out there. Just thank you guys. Are so incredible. Thank you for making my day a little bit fun and easier and informative. I've been around horses a heck of a long time. See them every day. Talk to horse people every day. And for some reason, I still love to tune into you guys. So happy to have you guys in my life and my family. Keep up the good work. And this is Benny Goldberg from Pennsylvania signing out. That's a lot of coffee I just had before leaving this voice message. Bye.
Hi, this is Nancy Bowman from Tucson, Arizona. Just calling to wish you congratulations on 5,000 shows. I appreciate every one of them, and I've been listening from the first. Congratulations.
Hi, Glenn, Jennifer, and Jamie. This is Avery from Washington State. I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy 5,000 episodes. Thanks for being so awesome and keeping me entertained every day.
Hello, all Horse Radio Network listeners. We are so incredibly excited. This is Christy Landwehr with Certified Horsemanship Association, and the show that I co-host with Glenn is on the third Tuesday of every month on Horses in the Morning. Here's to you all for making it possible that we have 5,000 episodes. That is such a milestone, and it's because of each of you as our listeners listening in and being a part of this community that we love called the Horse Radio Network. So thank you so much for believing in all that we do, all breeds, all discipline, all horse, all the time. Fabulous.
Hi, this is Nancy Bowman from Tucson, Arizona. Just calling to wish you congratulations on 5,000 shows. I appreciate every one of them, and I've been listening from the first. Congratulations.
Hi, Glenn, Jennifer, and Jamie. This is Avery from Washington State. I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy 5,000 episodes. Thanks for being so awesome and keeping me entertained every day.
Hello, all Horse Radio Network listeners. We are so incredibly excited. This is Christy Landwehr with Certified Horsemanship Association, and the show that I co-host with Glenn is on the third Tuesday of every month on Horses in the Morning. Here's to you all for making it possible that we have 5,000 episodes. That is such a milestone, and it's because of each of you as our listeners listening in and being a part of this community that we love called the Horse Radio Network. So thank you so much for believing in all that we do, all breeds, all discipline, all horse, all the time. Fabulous.
Good morning, Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. Happy 5,000th episode and happy International Podcasting Day. Here's to 5,000 more from the crew here in Indiana.
Hey, Glenn and Jen, this is Rad Watkins calling from Minocqua, Wisconsin, and I just wanted to congratulate you on 5,000 episodes. Way to be a leader in your field. It's really impressive. I also wanted to thank you and tell you how much I appreciate the Horse Radio Network. I listen to it in my car. I listen to it in my office. I listen to it in my pocket as I do horsey chores. I'm a listener of many different podcasts and public radio shows, regular radio shows, and I just love the Horse Radio Network. The information is endless, and the entertainment is really good, too. You have great hosts, and you have great chemistry with all of them. It's really wonderful. It keeps me from being a horse hermit. I learned so much, and I just really appreciate you guys and all you do. So thanks for that. Thanks to all your other co-hosts out there. And congratulations on 5,000 episodes. Also, I guess I should say that your app is the easiest to use app, and everybody should download it. I'm constantly telling people it's so easy to listen. You just get the Horse Radio app, choose your show, and boom, there's 5,000 episodes to choose from. So thanks again, and congratulations.
Reese from the Dressage Radio Show, and I was just calling to congratulate you guys on 5,000 episodes. That is incredible, and it just couldn't be more fun for me to be part of the team and at the Horse Radio Network, and I just want to thank you guys for that, and love from the Dressage Radio Show, and cheers, and I can't wait to, as we always joke, my 3 months is still going on 4 years later, and I can't wait for 4 more years.
Hi, Glenn, Jen, and Jamie, and the rest of the Horse Radio Network. I want to congratulate you on the 5,000 episodes. I'm looking to 5,000 more. Again, this is Vicky from New Jersey, and I'm so excited that you've reached this goal, and congratulations.
Buenos dias, everyone. I'm just calling in to leave a message. I wanted to let everybody know that I really love Horse Radio Network. It's such a refreshing piece of entertainment where you guys can hit hard topics when it comes to helping horses, to making their lives better, or even bad news, and you still continue on the show after that, making me laugh and making me smile. And you guys always have an upbeat attitude, which is so rare now. So tell you guys that you make such an amazing difference on a lot of people, and that what you do is very important. So keep it up. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day today. 5,000 episodes. Woo!
Hey, Horse Radio Network. This is Janelle from Pensacola. I'm just calling to congratulate you on 5,000 episodes. I've been listening just for the past few months, and I'm looking forward to listening to many years. I love the guest interviews and the product reviews. Keep up the great work.
Hi, this is Katie calling to wish a very happy 5,000th episode to the Horse Radio Network. I can't say how much HRN means to me and how much it's helped me in my horse journey. And as an auditor, it's introduced me to wonderful folks who are available 24/7 to give me advice when I'm not sure what to do with a horse problem. So I'm hoping that there's at least another 5,000 episodes to go, and congratulations for all the hard work, and we appreciate you.
Greetings, this is Dr. Ellen from Manhattan. Once again, thank you for providing entertainment, enlightenment, education, and feeding my passion for all things horse-related. Congratulations to you all. Love you guys.
Hi, this is Betty Faye from Pueblo, Colorado, calling to congratulate Glenn, Jen, Jamie, Helena, and all the hosts on the Horse Radio Network. Wow, 5,000 episodes is a real accomplishment. I've listened since close to the start of Horse Radio Network and have looked forward to every new episode. The shows educate and entertain me. They make me feel connected to the wide world of all things equine. Looking forward to the next 5,000. Congratulations.
Hey there, Horse Network. This is Justin from Total Saddle Fit. I wanted to congratulate you guys on 5,000 episodes. That's huge. We've been a sponsor for at least a good chunk of that, and it's been incredibly fruitful for us. So thank you for all the good episodes. That's our puppy, our office puppy in the background, Lulu, giving you guys a thumbs up as well. You can probably hear her bark. And we will see you at episode 10,000 soon. Have a great one.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Jen. Happy, happy, happy 5,000 candles on your episode, and happy Friday, and happy International Podcast Day. This is Debbie from Horsemanship Radio, and I'm so excited to be working with you guys. You're just all the perfect storm. We were getting close to 80 episodes, and then I got your email about the 5,000s, and I just felt exhausted for you guys. Thanks for letting us be a part of it. We love you guys. That's just a lot of not being with your horses for us, and we love you for that. We'll try to keep up with you. Happy, happy, happy 5,000.
Hi, guys. This is Dawn Dean. Congratulations on 5,000 episodes. So grateful I found you guys, and thank you for letting me be a part of the show from time to time, and I'm proud to be a listener and an auditor. Love you guys.
Hi, Glenn and Jamie. This is Lynn from Michigan, calling to wish you congratulations on your 5,000th episode. Hoping for 5,000 more. Glad to have you on the air. Thank you so much. See you later.
Hello, Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. This is Rachel from Wisconsin, and congratulations on 5,000 episodes. You three and your guests are just a big part of my morning and evening commute to and from school. You keep me going in the morning, and you give me some laughs when I'm having a hard time getting through student assignments and grading papers. So thank you for being such a big part of my day and a big part of my week. And keep up the great work. I love listening. Keep up the good work you do. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Good morning, Horses in the Morning crew. This is Chantel Williams from North Dakota. And I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 5,000th episode. And Jamie, when you get up here to North Dakota, I will make you your favorite flavor of Kuchen. Because this is North Dakota. And that's what we do. And it's amazing. And I will have her send some to Jen and Glenn as well. Happy 5,000th episode. Yay! Bye-bye.
Well, she talks about them. Dreams about them. Thinks about them all the time. She's got to have them. Be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world.